Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Treating Borderline Personality Impulse Control with Schema Therapy. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Catherine Appleton and I'll be the narrator on this CD. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. with borderline personality disorder. As each case study is given, if the concept seems to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purpose or, if you feel appropriate, to play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. Each of the questions that are included on this CD is reprinted in your answer booklet. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to the CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They merely are intended to verify the plane of this CD. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful for you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as steps in schema therapy, pattern schemas, maladaptive schemas, schema clustering, and the emotional core of schemas. So let's get started. I feel a good place to start with the remainder of this track is to cover the basics regarding borderline personality disorder to make sure we are on the same page, so to speak. As you know, borderline personality disorder is a severe, chronic, disabling, and potentially lethal psychiatric condition. People who suffer with this disorder have extreme and long-standing instability in their emotional lives, as well as their behavior and their self-image. This is a common disorder affecting 2% of the general population. The best evidence indicates that about 11% of psychiatric outpatients and 19% of inpatients meet diagnosis criteria for BPD. As you know, borderline personality disorder was once associated with schizophrenia. Stern was the first to coin the term borderline to describe a specific pathological condition that he thought had both neurotic and psychotic characteristics. Thus, in my opinion, I like to think of a client with BPD as being on the borderline between neurosis and psychosis. However, in the past decade, as you know, BPD has been detached from that disorder to be associated with affective disorders. For the borderline personality disordered client, relationships with others are intense, stormy, and unstable, with marked shifts of feelings and difficulties in maintaining intimate, close connections. The person may manipulate others and often has difficulty with trusting others. There is also emotional instability with marked and frequent shifts to an empty, lonely depression or irritability and anxiety. All too frequently, 69 to 75% of the individuals with BPD resort to self-destructive behavior. There may be unpredictable and impulse behavior, which might include excessive spending, promiscuity, gambling, drug and alcohol abuse, shoplifting, overeating, or physically self-damaging actions such as suicidal gestures. The client with BPD may show inappropriate and intense anger or rage with temper tantrums, constant brooding, and resentful feelings, along with feelings of deprivation, a loss of control, or fear of a loss of control, and fear of control over anger. The client with BPD also may display identity disturbances with confusion and uncertainty about self-identity, sexuality, life goals and values, career choices, and friendships. Do you agree? For your client with BPD, there is a deep-seated feeling that he or she is flawed, defective, damaged, or bad somehow, with a tendency to go to extremes in thinking, feeling, or certain behaviors. Under extreme stress or in severe cases, there can be brief psychotic episodes with loss of contact with reality or bizarre behavior or symptoms. Even in less severe instances, there is often significant disturbances of relationships and work performance. The tracks that follow will discuss Susan and her rocky relationship with her husband Dan. The depression which accompanies this disorder can cause such suffering and can lead to serious suicidal attempts. The completed suicidal rate for BPD individuals is 3 to 9.5%, as indicated by Stone. This is comparable to other serious psychotic disorders such as depression, alcohol dependence, and schizophrenia. Treatment goals can include increased self-awareness with greater impulse control and increased stability of relationships. A positive treatment result for Susan, as you will see, was increased tolerance of anxiety. As you know, a general therapy goal is to alleviate psychotic or mood disturbance symptoms and generally integrate the whole personality. With this increased awareness and capacity for self-observation and introspection, it is hoped that the patient will be able to change their rigid patterns, tragically set earlier in life, and prevent the pattern from repeating themselves in the next generation. Compounding the seriousness of borderline personality disorder, as you know, it is difficult to treat. The very characteristics of the disorder, such as unstable relationships and intense anger, interfere with establishing the therapeutic relationship that is necessary to any treatment, whether psychological or medical. Are you reluctant to treat these individuals because they exhibit two characteristics likely to lead to clinical burnout? The BPD person's hostility towards the clinical professional and their persistent suicidal thoughts and feelings. I believe that there is, in fact, a rise in borderline personalities in our culture. It is related to the interplay between child-rearing practices and the effects of social structures that come into play during adolescence and young adulthood. What do you think? According to Paris, there are three etiological or underlying cause models for borderline personality disorders. One possibility is brain injury, for example, damage to the occipital frontal cortex and other limbic sites could skew impulse control, affect dysregulation, cognitive disability, and predisposition to psychotic decomposition. Another trigger or underlying cause for BPD is the influence of a client's surrounding environment. Parents, for example, that suffer from developmental disabilities expose their children to aberrant behaviors such as alcohol abuse, promiscuity, marital discord, and abuse. As you are aware, these behaviors can severely damage a client during behavioral development. In addition to brain injury and environment, an underlying cause of BPD is a primary disorder of impulse control. This leaves a client at high risk for traumatic brain damage and substance abuse. These exacerbate the impulse control disorder, worsening the client's condition. According to Gunderson and Elliott, in a subgroup of clients, traumatic brain injury or other CNS illnesses occur in the absence of pre-existing impulse control disorder and is the preliminary cause of impulse control in BPD. Gunderson and Elliott report there is 40 to a 60% overlap with major affective disorder, MAD, and BPD. Others hold that BPD, borderline personality disorder, is only a form of MAD, or major affective disorder, and are not separate identities. What do you think? Does BPD have a separate identity from MAD or a major affective disorder? Those that hold this theory point to the fact that many detrimental behaviors of a BPD client, such as suicidal attempts, poor object relations, and sexual promiscuity, are ways to cope with such emotions as despair, poor self-esteem, and efforts to alleviate depression. In several cases of BPD with MAD or borderline personality disorder with a major affective disorder, the borderline symptoms seem to remit with the remission of affective symptoms. This suggests that for some of the BPD patients with concurring MAD, the symptoms of BPD, borderline personality disorder, may have been secondary to the affective disorder. However, Koenig suggests that affective illness develops as a result of BPD clients' failed relationships, impulse control, and hypersensitivity to separation and loss. Finally, one theory stipulates that affective illness and BPD have no relation and only are coincidental. Alternatively, it could be argued that this relationship represents only a way of dealing with emotional pain in a motoric fashion. Also, borderline patients use impulse control as a means of self-soothing, as well as a way to express their deprivation, rage, and intense frustration. Ultimately, it may well turn out that both are true. On this track, we discussed definitions, symptoms, and treatment challenges regarding your client who has borderline personality disorder. On the next track, we will examine three steps in schema therapy. These three steps are recognition and acknowledgement, finding the root, and challenging the schema. Question 1. What disorder might be linked with borderline personality disorder?